From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's once enormous budget deficit has shrunk to just under $2 billion, and the state could soon have a surplus. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, California's nonpartisan legislative analyst is urging caution.
Not long ago, California hit rock bottom.
The $42 billion deficit is a rock upon our chest that we cannot breathe until we get it off.
That's former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger nearly 4 years ago. Now, says legislative analyst Mac Taylor,
for the first time since about 2001, we actually show us being in the black.
He's projecting $1 billion surplus for fiscal year 2014-15 and much larger ones after that. But first, California faces one final deficit, a $1.9 billion shortfall over the next year and a half. Taylor says lawmakers should resist any pressure to restore previous budget cuts.
We could slow down or turn down in the future at any time. And we don't want to be in the same situation we were in the past 10 to 15 years.
He's urging the legislature to create a budget reserve, deal with unfunded pension liabilities, and pay down the state's debt. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California officials will tell the federal government this week they intend to operate a key component of the Affordable Care Act on their own. Peter Lee is executive director of Covered California, previously known as the California Health Benefit Exchange. He says staff will be submitting a detailed operating plan and grant proposal for the new health insurance marketplace.
We've been working feverishly over the last year. We're excited about going forward, and that blueprint is a big deal.
Covered California is asking for about $700 million from the federal government over the next 2 years. It proposes to tax health premiums to sustain the insurance marketplace after that funding runs out. The exchange hopes to make subsidized coverage to more than